الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of the things that we generally desire is to maintain a clean home. And I think this is something that anyone who has a place of residence desires. Whether you rent a place or you own a place, whether it's a small place, whether it's a big place, I think a general principle among the population is that we should keep our homes neat and clean. And when an individual wants to keep their home neat and clean, there are two components to that. The first component is that you don't bring dirt inside. The first component is that you don't bring dirt inside. And the second component is that you clean whatever dirt is present. For example, everyone knows that when you walk inside the house, you should not take muddy shoes across the carpet. So the notion there is that mud from the outside should not be brought inside. When you eat, everybody knows that you don't just eat anywhere in the house, you eat in the dining area. The notion there is that if you eat anywhere in the house, you'll make mess all over the house. But if you eat in the dining area, it's relatively easy to clean that one particular area, so it reduces the spread of mess throughout the house. If you purchase a package, sometimes you purchase a package and it comes in the mail and they send it in this big box and it has all these little styrofoam balls in it, which can be very messy, and you see somebody opening it in the house, you say, don't open that in the house, open that in the garage, or open that outside. Why? Because if you bring mess, if you're not careful about prohibiting mess from the outside to come into the house, then it'll be very difficult to maintain the cleanliness of the house. So that's one big principle that all of us apply. The second principle that applies to keeping a house clean is that you have to clean up the mess that naturally arises within the house. As part of living within the house, human beings make mess. And because they make mess, it needs to be cleaned. So what happens is that we encourage one another to week on a daily basis clean the dishes, on a weekly basis clean the house. Each area of the house has its own routine. And when you clean the house of the naturally occurring dirt, then and only then do you achieve a final goal of a clean house. So it's very simple. I mean, there's just these two basic concepts. One, don't bring dirt inside. And two, clean up whatever happens to naturally arise. The same principle applies to our hearts. The heart is the house of taqwa. The heart is the house of taqwa. This is the home that we create for taqwa. And if we desire to have a clean home for our taqwa, then we have to follow these two same principles. The first, don't bring garbage in from the outside. The garbage from the outside is sin. So the first step in keeping a heart pure is to avoid as much sin as possible. As much sin as possible. The big sins should be avoided in a big way. That's like taking mud and walking across the carpet. No one would do it. Nobody would do it. And if a kid does it, you look at them and say, "What's wrong with you? Don't you see there's mud on your shoes and you're walking across the carpet?" So we should avoid the big sins in a big way. And we should avoid the small sins to the best of our ability. Because this only brings dirt into the house. And that's the hardest dirt to clean. When no one is careful, that creates the biggest mess. It becomes almost impossible to keep the house clean. So the first step to our keeping our hearts pure is to avoid as much sin as possible. Now, despite the fact that we make an effort to avoid as much sin as possible, there will be some naturally occurring mistakes that happen by the mere fact that we are human. Those are the that is the dirt that arises in the heart just through our everyday interaction. In the same way, like dirt will arise in the home no matter how careful you are. You still have to eat, the dishes are going to get dirty. Right. You still have to breathe, air is still going to come from the inside. So there is no human being that's perfect. Every human being will invariably make some small mistakes. And so we then have the second responsibility of cleaning up after ourselves. And the way that we clean up after ourselves is tawbah and istighfar. The cleansers of a house, they're called Windex and Clorox, and they have all these different names, and some of them are more powerful, some of them are less powerful, some of them are more abrasive, some of them are less abrasive, some of them have a higher pH, some of them have a lower pH. Each of them has a different effect, and each of them has a different ability to clean. For the heart, it's very simple. Tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah means that a person sit down and reflect on the mistakes that they've made and sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the effects of those mistakes. And it's so simple. A mere moment, a mere millisecond for a person to simply feel remorse and make a firm commitment to avoid sin is enough to clean the entire heart. And I'll tell you, you look at these complex buildings that exist, some of these buildings are a million square feet. There's these big, big buildings that they have to constantly keep clean, and they're so difficult to clean. Traffic comes in, traffic comes out, they're constantly cleaning, and still it's not perfectly clean. The heart is even more complex than those buildings. And the heart houses something more important than those buildings. Yet, the heart is infinitely easier to clean. Because all that's required for a person to clean the heart, no matter how dirty it is one true tawbah. Everything gets wiped away. And then beyond that, a person should every day tidy up a little bit. You know, but when you get up in the morning, you make your bed. When you get up in the morning, you put your clothes in the hamper. When you finish brushing your teeth, you put away the toothpaste and the toothbrush. Just simple things that we do in order to make our lives so much easier and in order to maintain the flow that exists in our home. In the same way, that little tidying up, that occurs through istighfar. So just as in the morning and in the evening, and sometimes in the middle of the day, you walk around the house and quickly put things away or straighten things up, in the same way, we have to tidy up our hearts every day. And so how do we do that? By sitting down for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and effort with a conscious effort making istighfar. Thinking about the mistakes that we make and asking Allah for forgiveness for them. Thinking about the misuse of the tongue, the misuse of the eyes, the misuse of the ears, the misuse of the hands, the misuse of the feet, and seek in a very systematic way, systematically making istighfar and seeking forgiveness for the mistakes that we make. This is something that has to be embedded in all of our routines. And that is the only way that the house will be clean. Now, when a house is clean, everyone is happy. You become happy because when you come in the home, it's very inviting. And other people come from the outside and they become happy. They feel also, wow, this is a nice place to be. And you'll see, where there's cleanliness, people are naturally attracted. You go to, you know, Mecca Sharif or Medina Sharif, and they keep it so clean. They're, you know, one guy is cleaning and then the next guy comes and cleans up his, you know, the lint from his rags. And it's such an inviting feeling. And everyone can appreciate this, that when you go to a place and it's just an utter mess and there's chaos everywhere, you don't even want to stay there for a minute. But when you go to a place and everything's proper and the space is open and it's wide and it's clean, you feel very much like sitting there for a while. So in the same way, we should make our hearts inviting to ourselves. If they're clean, we will be happy with them. We will be comfortable. And other people will also be comfortable. And if they are dirty and we don't clean them regularly, then what happens? That's when the insects come. That's when the smell begins to arise. That's when the stains become permanent. Right? There's a big difference. If you drop something on a carpet, everybody knows you should clean it up right away. Why? Because if you don't, it's going to stain. So you see, if somebody has an expensive carpet in their home and somebody drops something, they leave everything that they're doing. They could be doing something important. They could be on an important phone call. They hang up the phone and they clean the carpet right away because they say, I don't want this to stain. So in the same way, if an individual has a concern about their heart, then the natural response of any sin ever coming on the heart would be that the person wants to wipe it away right away. And that's the sign that a person cares. When they value something, look, if there's a dirty piece of paper on the floor and somebody spills more dirt upon it, okay, let's say that there's an old dirty carpet, okay, and then somebody spills juice on it, the person just laughs and says, it's dirty anyway, it doesn't make a difference. But if there's a brand new expensive hand-woven carpet that the person spent time and money collecting and saving up and then eventually he or she acquires that carpet, they're so careful, not even to the extent that if a stain comes, they clean it right away. They don't even let anybody with a glass go near it. They have these big barriers, you know, you can't go here, don't go here. They won't even let the kids on the carpet. Why? Because they value that thing. So in the same way, if we want to create value in our heart, it should be the exact same way. But how does that arise? That arises when you keep it clean to begin with. If the heart is kept clean and constantly kept clean, then you feel like keeping it more clean. But if it's left to stain, then a person doesn't desire to clean it as much. Then if you look at a human being, the natural tendency for a person to be clean is immediately after something is clean. It's very funny. You clean something, and the tendency to make it clean actually increases. I'll just give you a simple example. There'll be a person, they don't brush their teeth very often. After they go to the dentist, then they start brushing their teeth. Now you say, what are you thinking? You just went to the dentist, they cleaned your teeth, now you're brushing your teeth? Oh, my teeth feel so clean, I just want to make sure that they stay that way. You should have cleaned them before you went to the dentist, but now you're putting so much effort after. Person never flosses, they go to the dentist to get a teeth cleaning, and now they're flossing every day for a week. So why are you flossing? You should have flossed before. Why are you flossing after? They already cleaned your teeth. Well, no, they feel so clean, I want to keep them clean. Person goes to the car wash, the car gets completely clean, and now they're very careful. They don't want any, they're looking at spots and wiping spots away with their finger. The car was dirty for 6 months. The guy never did anything. All of a sudden, the car becomes clean, and now they have this desire to clean it more. And keep it clean. Why? Because it's the natural tendency of a human being that when something is kept clean, they want to keep it clean. So it's the same way with the heart. If a person constantly keeps a high level of cleanliness in their heart, then they're always going to care about even the smallest sin that falls on their heart, and they'll seek forgiveness right away. But if the person lets sin accumulate and lets it stain and lets it, you know, become toxic, they don't care. The next sin comes, And they just don't have the energy or the desire to keep it clean. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates these opportunities for us to be able to keep, to be able to very quickly clean our hearts, and we should then subsequently be excited to keep it further clean. That's the appreciation of the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this deen. You know, if a person recognizes that when I pray Jummah and then I pray the next Jummah, my heart is clean, then on Jummah they should be excited to maintain that cleanliness. If a person recognizes that when I pray one salah and then I pray the next salah, my heart becomes clean, then after each salah they maintain the desire to keep their heart especially clean. So these basic principles that we see in the world around us, they're even more applicable to the heart. The home is a place where we keep ourselves for a temporary period of time. We will pass from that place and eventually go to the grave. And eventually even that home will be torn down and replaced by another family one day. But the heart is the permanent place that we make home for our iman. And this heart will be judged on the Day of Judgment. It will be squeezed, and whatever is good will come of it, and whatever is evil and wicked will come from it. And all of that will be judged. So we should make a very particular effort to keep the heart as clean as possible. And any time there's an opportunity for cleaning, we should take advantage of it. Whether that be wudu, whether that be salah, whether that be jummah, whether that be hajj, whether that be umrah, all of these are opportunities to clean ourselves. And we should take every single advantage of those opportunities to clean the heart. And this is a great mercy of Allah. It's, like I said, the heart is more important than the home. But it's easier to clean the heart than it is the home. The home, the rug stains, that's it. It's going to have a stain. You're going to, 6 months, every day you're going to look at it and say, I spilled that, it's stained. I spilled it, it's stained. The stain won't go out. But the heart, no matter how badly it's stained, it can be made brand new. The heart, no matter how badly it's stained, it can be made brand new. So we should be extremely appreciative of this aspect of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep our hearts pure and clean. And may He allow us to take advantage of these two simple cleansers of istighfar and tawbah in order to maintain the utmost purity in ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.